Radio friends, as we continue our series on the I Am sayings of Jesus, recorded in the Gospel according to John, we come today to John 14, verse 6, where we read, Jesus saith unto him, that is, unto Philip, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now again, it is important to understand the context in which our Lord makes this wonderful statement about himself, I am the way. He has been telling his disciples that he will soon go away from them and return to the Father. It is spoken at a tender moment, the night of his betrayal, after they had just celebrated in the intimacy of the upper room the first Lord's Supper. The disciples seem to be clinging to him and sensing that something momentous is about to happen, and that through this he was going to be taken away from them. He says to them in chapter 13, verse 33, Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come, so now I say to you. Peter asked him immediately, Where are you going? And Jesus repeats, verse 36 of John 13, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter responds and says to him, Well, it doesn't matter where you go. I want to be with you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to lay down my life for you. I'll never forsake you. And Jesus responds with the shocking and with the searching words of verse 38 of John 13, Wilt thou lay down thy life for me, Peter? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And then we begin in John chapter 14. He begins words of wonderful comfort. He knew the state of their hearts. He knew that they wanted to be with him. They knew that they were afraid that he was going to be taken from them. Jesus says, Don't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Jesus says, Don't be troubled, no matter how dark is the way, no matter how great is your fear, I'm going to the Father's house through the cross, and if I go there, if I go to Father's house, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will return. And then he says, almost prompting them to bring a question, he says, And where I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And it is Philip who responds and says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm going to the Father. You know where I'm going. I am the forerunner of your salvation. I am opening the path to life eternal, to the presence of God. You know where I'm going, and you know the way. I am the way. How beautiful and how precious. So, Jesus is the way. I am the way. And we say, the way where? And the answer is plain, heaven. Perfect fellowship with God. Jesus is the way to the heart of God, to home. And home is heaven, where we enjoy perfect life and fellowship with God. That's home. Not here. This world is not our home. Heaven is our home. What's so desirable about that? Why is that so desirable that Jesus is the way to heaven, to the Father? Well, if you have been brought by God's grace to know God and brought close to God's heart, and if you are made an heir of life eternal, then you can answer that. What's so desirable? Well, that's everything. And without it, there's nothing but darkness and sin and hell and despair. Father's house? The presence of God? Why, it's the place of beauty and splendor. You may read of it in the book of God, the Bible, The book of Revelation tells us that it says streets of gold and gates of pearl. It's a city of light. And we come before the throne of God, which is surrounded by a sea of crystal. It's a place of infinite glorious beauty. It's befitting of God. But if you ask, well, what makes heaven so beautiful? Jesus is the way to heaven. Heaven is beautiful. What is beautiful about heaven? Then I answer you, what is beautiful about heaven is not so much the external, although that's breathtaking, something that eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard, and it's never even entered into your imagination to conceive of what it shall be. That's what the Bible says. But my point is, right now, it's not just the external beauties of heaven that make heaven beautiful. But what makes heaven heaven is God. The Father is there. We shall see him as he is in Jesus. What makes your house beautiful? Jesus says heaven is our home. All right. Jesus says heaven is a beautiful home. Okay. Well, what makes your home beautiful? How do you make your home attractive? Your children are going to leave your home soon. Have you made your home warm and attractive for them? How do you do that? You don't do that with a new home. You don't do that with the furnishings. You don't do that with the square footage that you're able to afford. That doesn't make the home beautiful. What makes the home beautiful? Dad and Mom live there in love. That's what makes the home beautiful. That's what makes the home rich. That's what makes the home a treasure that brings back tears to your memory. Dad and Mom are there, and they love each other, and they love me. You see, it's because of who is there and the love that they have. That's what makes a home a home. But that's true of heaven. What makes heaven heaven? The gold and the silver? All this. The Father of all mercies, the God of all grace and comfort is there. He is there, and that's what makes heaven heaven. In heaven we shall be with him. In heaven we shall have fellowship with God. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. We will go there with all the elect of God, and we shall stand before God in his great mansion of glory. And we shall have perfect fellowship with God. Do not think that we shall have our separate room with keys, that we shall all be separated. No, Jesus means there will be room for all of God's people. There will be no division. There will be no strife, no gossip, no sin. But we shall stand before the Father, and we shall have fellowship near to God's heart and near to one another. Jesus now says, I am the way. I am the way to heaven. I am the way to God's heart. I am the way to life eternal. In other words, you and I can't get there of ourselves. You and I don't belong there of ourselves. You and I don't want to go there of ourselves. Jesus is the way. Remember the context. Jesus is saying, I must go away from you. I must go the way of the cross. And it's exactly that I go the way of the cross, the way of suffering and death upon a cross and through an empty tomb, the resurrection, is exactly in this way that I am the way. I am the way because I am the Savior, the one who opens the way for you. I open the way for you through the cross. Jesus went away. He went into heaven, and as I said, we can't go there. And all this sad, horrible fascination about passing over and communicating with the dead and charlatans who prey upon the emotions of people. No, when a person dies, they awake either in heaven or in hell. That's where they are. But going back to our point, we cannot get there. We cannot go to heaven. And we have no right to go there. And as I said, we do not desire to go there. That says a whole lot about us. When Jesus says, I'm the way, he's saying a whole lot about you and about me. He's saying by nature, You don't belong in my Father's house. By nature, you're not God's children. By nature, you can't earn your way there. By nature, you don't want to go there, but if you could, you'd tear it down. By nature, you are darkness, and I am light. If you are to go there, you need me. You need me to make the way. You need me to put you on the way. You need me to take you on the way. You need me to bring you there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. By me, he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way, first of all, because he is the I am. I am the way. And when Jesus says, I am, as we've seen before, he unashamedly declares he is deity. He unashamedly declares that he is God of God, God's eternal Son, blessed of the Father. And he is the way to the Father because he is the Son of God. He is the eternal Son, second person of the Trinity, who dwells within the bosom of the Father and who declares the Father unto us. Of course he's the way. He knows the heart of God. He dwells eternally with God as the second person of the Trinity. Of course, he is the way. He is the one who of the Father's mercy has come down and taken upon himself our flesh in order that through that he might bring us to the Father. He is the way because he is the eternal Son of God who through the incarnation and through the cross has brought us to the presence of God. That's the Christian message. When you go to heaven, you don't pass through layers of cloud, but you go to heaven because you have passed through the blood of Jesus Christ, the one who came down from heaven in order that we might be taken back to heaven with him. But how is he the way? He is the way because he is the truth and the life. I don't believe that these three are parallel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No, I think that Jesus means I am the way because I am the truth and the life. I am the way because I am the truth. Truth is reality. Truth is verity. Truth is that which is real. I am the way because I am the truth. I am reality. I have seen the Father. I have come down from the Father. I know the way of atonement. I know the truth. I know the justice of God. I know the reality of your sin. I am real and I am true. I know all the truth of God, and therefore, as the truth, I am the way. Do you want to know the truth? Do you want to know the truth about what God thinks about you? Do you want to know the truth of what God says about you? Do you want to know the truth about how you stand before God? Well, you have to go to Jesus. He's the truth. This is what Jesus says by grace to all of his elect. God says, eternally I have loved you, unworthy sinner, by grace, and I have made you spotlessly righteous in the work of my Son, Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus. He is the truth. Don't listen to yourself. Listen to Jesus. He is the truth. When I say look to Jesus, I don't mean physically look to Jesus. Don't look at a picture of him. There is no picture of him. I mean by faith, as he is seen in your Bible, and as he is preached to you in a faithful church. See him by faith. See him born in the flesh, and wrapped in rags, and laid in a feed box, in the stench of a barn. Why? Do you see what's going on? He's telling you the truth about yourself and your sin and your unworthiness. See him for 33 years. Bear your iniquity and obliterate your sins upon the cross, taking upon himself the wrath of God that you deserve. He's the truth. He's showing you the truth. This is the way whereby your sins can be removed. See him. See him do all of this willingly for you. And you will see the truth about God. God is gracious. God is merciful. God has so loved us that he gave his Son that we might go home with Jesus and be with him. I am the way because I am the truth. And I am the way because I am the life. I am the living way. You see, we need much more than just to know that Jesus is the way. We need more than just being absolutely convinced that Jesus is the way. We need to be able to go on that way. And we can only go on that way because Jesus is the life. I don't have that life. I don't have that strength. I can't walk. I can't move. Of myself, I am a dead sinner, but Jesus is the way because he is the life. He gives life. By his grace, he imparts strength. He makes us alive. His life in us. And therefore, Jesus is the way, for he is true, and he is living and powerful God. No man can come to the Father but by me, said Jesus. Jesus says, I'm not a way. I am not a truth. I am not a possibility. I am not a life. No, I am the way, the truth, the life. There is no other way. There are many ways to hell. There's one way to heaven, Jesus. Don't let anyone tell you that the gospel is not offensive. It is offensive. You don't need to make it offensive. You don't need to become offensive. You must not hold the gospel in your arrogant pride. You don't need to be offensive. But the gospel itself is offensive at the very heart of the matter. It is offensive to our sinful pride, for Jesus says all other ways are false. You will not be saved through sincerity in your religious belief. You will not be saved simply because you are sincere in what you believe. You will go to hell if all you are is sincere in your religious beliefs. You will not go to heaven because you're a nice guy. You will not go to heaven because you voted on the right side, or you're part of the moral majority, or you're a good guy, or you're a decent neighbor, or anything like that. No. Jesus is the way, the only way. He is the truth and the life. You cannot make it apart from Jesus. Apart from the wonderful gift of God's grace, whereby you are made to belong to him in time and eternity, which you come to trust in him as your Savior and your God. Jesus is the way. Hear the gospel. Hear the very words of the Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, by him. We may, we can, and we do enter into the fellowship of God and are assured of life eternal. Through him, we can and do draw near to the heart of God and have fellowship with God and with one another. And so Jesus speaks to us, little children, come home. Come out of a weary world of sin and death and confusion. Come, rest in the Father's love. Come, feast your soul upon the prospect that one day we shall be in the mansions of the Father. Come, come by Jesus, come through Jesus, and hear the most glorious words that you could ever hear, the words that Jesus speaks, because he is the way to the Father. He speaks these words, welcome, sit down. You are mine. I have shed my blood for you. I have taken you into the embrace of God, the eternal embrace of God. I will never cast you out. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. We pray again that it may enter into our hearts with all of its beauty, all of its truth, all of its richness, that by faith thy gift we may embrace Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, as the way whereby we are brought unto the Father through Jesus, and whereby we have life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen.